Like so much of the arts during the pandemic of COVID-19, the Lakes Area Music Festival has reimagined this summer's event. Here to tell us more is John Taylor Ward, Associate Artistic Director. Taylor, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. It's great to talk to you.
Okay, so here's the words, flexible and nimble. They are very important to the times we're living in and to the festival that you are doing in the Brainerd Lakes area. Tell us how you, as the pandemic hit, how you started to reimagine how things could be.
Yeah, we were really lucky to have such a strong base of support in our artists and our audience and our community that really allowed us to be flexible and nimble, as you say. In early March, we started to realize that the programs that we had coming up planned for this summer, which included 200 artists traveling from around the world to Brainerd, were not going to be possible. From there, I would say between March and a few weeks ago, we were completely reprogramming a full festival season about every week. But luckily, we've had the time and the support to think through all of these things and come up with something that I think is really innovative and is going to be really nourishing for everybody.
I have a really big question for you.
Okay.
So thinking of the pandemic, and I know I've relied on the arts to kind of keep me buoyed, and that, you know, that might even be including Netflix or the music that I listen to. What do you think music has meant to keeping people going during this time?
Wow. Well, it means so much in so many different ways. I would say for artists, something that's been really touching is that for almost all of them, this is the first time they have had an opportunity to make music with other people in months. And I actually get kind of emotional talking about it because it is an amazing experience for them. And I think they felt really nourished by that. For audience and for individuals, music can always be an escape from reality in some ways. Just like any great entertainment, it can take us out of the current difficulties, but it can also help us examine uncomfortable things and more complicated emotions and give us something, even without words, that sort of can mirror the things that we're feeling inside. And I think that's a big part of its healing power.
So you said in total there's 11 performances?
So we are producing 11 chamber music concerts, which will be broadcast between July 31st and August 16th. We've still found ways to include two of our most popular offerings, which are opera and ballet, as well as other types of chamber music for various instrumental ensembles. Those will be broadcast on Facebook Live via our page, facebook.com/Lakes Area Music. Also, after those initial broadcasts, we're going to make sure that all of that material is available on YouTube. So if you missed the premiere, these are videos and performances that you can continue to enjoy for years to come.
You've also got some lectures and things like that as well.
Absolutely. We actually just completed the last in our adult lecture series. But again, those things are available via the Lakes Area Music Festival podcast, which is new, or via our YouTube page. We have two sort of adult education programs, lectures that we've been doing. One featuring Christian Reif, who is a conductor based in Munich and just a brilliant thinker on classical music. And we sort of covered some more introductory topics with him, a lecture on Wagner, a lecture on the classical period. We've had lectures with Allison Tu of Yale University, who's sort of dug deeper into some of those issues of chamber music, as well as sort of a deep dive into the creation of George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, an examination of women composers throughout the centuries. So really, really fascinating stuff that is both elevated in terms of what it's talking about, but also hopefully accessible to a general audience. And I would add to that, we are continuing to offer our Explore Music Day Camp for elementary school students. that will be in a digital format, and it'll be happening August 3rd through 7th. So we still have our teaching artists from around the country who are putting together materials, interactive activities, and all sorts of things for kids that leads into our concert programming.
So tell me a little bit about how you got into music in your life.
Wow. Well, I grew up in rural North Carolina in the Appalachian Mountains. My father had been at a certain point a professional bluegrass musician, a picker and a singer. My mom studied drama in college and was the founder of our local community theater. So I grew up with a lot of music around the house. I had my first role in a musical when I was 5 years old as Winthrop and the Music Man, and was really blessed to be in a community and in a family that had lots of musical offerings. So I got to taste a lot of different kinds of music. I was simultaneously doing sort of Broadway-style musicals and doing Renaissance polyphony choral singing, like voice soprano stuff, and obviously growing up around bluegrass. So from there, I've never really deviated, and it hasn't been a straight line, but I've always had music sort of at the forefront of my life.
So I see on the 31st on your calendars, that's Friday, Voices of Youth. Tell us about this one.
Yes. Ordinarily, we would be doing a gala with some sort of light hit, but I think we felt in programming this season that we needed to acknowledge in some way all of the turmoil that's going on in the world and hopefully lead through that programming to something that is more hopeful and that encourages us to take action. Voices of Youth features two early string octets, so eight players, by Dmitri Shostakovich and George Enescu. They're really fascinating pieces because they were both composed when the composer was 18 years old. And you can hear in both of these works, both the style that these composers will be known for later in their careers, but also this sort of fearless freshness of youth in the composition. So it's a really rollicking program.
So people can find all that information at lakesareamusic.org. They'll be doing Facebook Live, and then those concerts also available on YouTube after the fact.
We are just really looking forward to this season, to sharing this music with everybody and trying to find that sense of community that's normally so important to the Lakes Area Music Festival in a different way. And this is just hopefully going to make our reunion sweeter in 2021 when we'll be opening the new Performing Arts Center in Brainerd.
Tell me about the new Performing Arts Center.
Yes. So a few years ago, the voters in Brainerd voted on a bonding measure and voiced their support for creating a state-of-the-art Performing Arts Center. It'll be owned by the school district, and it'll be a place where community groups, school groups, can perform, but also visiting acts from around the country and things like the Lake Erie Music Festival can have a home. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be slightly more seats than we have right now. One of the things that I'm most excited about is we are finally going to have an orchestra pit for our operas and our ballet. And yeah, it is going up right now, and I can't help but drive by every day or two and just imagine what it's going to be like. Minnesota at large and this Brainerd Lakes area community in particular is so supportive and engaged with the art. There's just such a great culture of participation and appreciation for the arts here. And so I think this is going to be a great home for that and a great testament to this community's commitment to the arts.
That's John Taylor Ward. You can find more information at lakesareamusic.org. Thank you for your time today, and we wish you the best.
Thank you, Heidi, so much.